And hello, and welcome to the Classic Cult TV Club, where we look at TV shows from the pre-2000s and watch them so you don't have to, or so you do watch them, as the case may be. So we're here today with Lisa.
Hello.
Alex.
Hey.
Angus.
Hello.
Gypsy.
Hey.
Jeanette.
Hi.
And I'm Justin. Today we're looking at Blackadder's Christmas Carol, which is a one-off episode of Blackadder. It was set between Blackadder the Third and Blackadder Goes Forth, which was a pretty good series, both pretty good series,
yes,
actually. And it was in 1988. The whole thing is narrated by Hugh Laurie, but it includes the whole gang from Blackadder. So Rowan Atkinson, Tony Robinson, Stephen Fry, Hugh Laurie, Miranda Richardson, Robbie Coltrane, Jim Broadbent, a whole pile of really good actors. Who's who of English television and comedy. We haven't determined who's actually watched Blackadder before. Has anybody not watched Blackadder?
That is the question.
Yeah. That is the question. Is this a show that people haven't seen? Or
no, not so much growing up, but definitely one of the series I enjoy watching when I was younger and still enjoy watching.
Yeah.
I've watched them all. I grew up on it when I was younger. I remember watching them, especially when Blackadder Goes Forth came out. I remember watching that when it was on TV and re-watched it then again as an adult and appreciated it again.
Yeah, and again, yeah, pretty much grew up with it's always been one of those classics, one of those go-back-to comedies that whenever you're looking for a good laugh, a reliable laugh,
it's yes,
like, chuck on Blackadder.
I watched a season of it. I didn't like the season that preceded it, so yeah.
Oh. So hang on, which season did you watch and which season?
Yeah, I watched three.
You watched three?
Right, sure.
Yeah.
And what, you two. Didn't like two or you didn't like three?
No, I liked three.
Yeah, you said you didn't like the season preceding.
There was one that started off in trenches. And
oh, that's the fourth one.
Yeah. So you didn't care for it.
Okay. Right, yeah. Blackadder Goes Forth, right.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's possibly my least. Oh, no, the first one, no one likes the first one, but I like the first one, but it's probably my least favourite.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then fourth. But second and third are my favourite.
Hugh Laurie was in it. I'll give it a go. And I didn't actually understand the premise of it. So I watched like the one season that he was 100% in.
Yeah.
And then went, cool, I'm done.
Yeah.
So, Jeanette, when did you start watching Blackadder?
Back in the 90s.
Watched
it all over and over and over to the point where you almost every episode. Used to always say at work, oh, we've got a cunning plan. And everyone else would just look at us. What are you talking about?
It always takes me a while to get into new comedies for some reason. When the season's being shown, I never catch it.
It takes
me years later before I sort of begin to catch up on comedies. And so it takes a while to grow onto me. I think season one, I actually went and watched after having seen season two. It took a little while for that to grow on me, but now it's just one of my favourites.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah. I think I started with two when I was very young and then watched them all and went back and watched one when they repeat them all from the start.
Yeah.
But look, and I'm probably getting earlier into this piece, but I think the best way for me to tackle Blackadder is to appreciate each of them as their own separate entity.
Sure,
because they are their own separate entity.
Yeah.
Each one's a different generation. Each one is a different time period and a different reiteration of the whole premise.
Yeah.
And I think if you try to make one of the seasons to be like any of the others, you get disappointed because they are so starkly different from each other.
And even though, like, apart from the first season, Blackadder is quite consistently a snarky, mischievous
intellectual.
Weasley in the first season.
And he's also thick. It's actually Baldrick who's the clever one.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. Someone explained to me years ago that, throughout the time periods and the generations, Blackadder himself becomes less successful. Like, he starts off as like a prince and then ends up becoming a dog's body and becomes smarter, and Baldrick becomes less smarter, like less intelligent, but then goes from like an absolute nobody, and then there's actually a natural progression that doesn't really get discussed because they don't compare the seasons on the show. You just pick it up if you pick it up.
Yeah, you pick it up as they go along.
It was started out in 1983. I didn't realise how old Blackadder was.
Young ones, I think. Because it was Richard Curtis and Ben Elton?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I think that was one of Ben Elton's next steps.
And they're the writers for the
ones.
Episode we're about to watch, too. Okay, so I think we'll go and watch Blackadder's Christmas Carol. So that was certainly mixed messages. So Blackadder, of course, turns bad at the end.
And loses that before?
And loses out on a fortune. Yeah. I guess it's interesting to see that compared with the rest of the series. What did you think about that, Jeanette?
It was clearly a Christmas special done on a budget. It was fun. Oh, no, I really enjoyed it. I love A Christmas Carol, so I love all the different ways that people play on that original story.
I rank that lower than any of the series. Not my favourite. I've seen it before. I don't know. Christmas Carol's been done to death. I'm like, I'm not a fan of the whole Christmas Carol trope. It's, you know, like, I like Scrooged, but then even these days, if I probably watch the movie Scrooged, I'd probably go, oh yeah, like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. I think it was worth for Baldrick's face pouch myself. What did you think, Kayla?
Yeah, I think it's more just because they have to have a story that each of the vignettes, the one in the future, the ones for season two and the ones for season three, had to be short and like 10 minutes long for the plot. It wasn't as detailed as what it could have been if it was like a regular half hour episode. Yeah, it was okay.
So it was the whole episode was really sort of showing, not quite doing the flashbacks to save money or anything, but it was showing the previous Blackadders. It was almost like an advertisement for the rest of the series.
And look, ultimately, you give the people what they want. My favourite part of that special was the bits that went back and showed the old series of Blackadder and reiterated them in with different Christmas segments or whatever. That's what people want to watch.
I was just thinking, like, the bits in the present day, the Victorian era present day, a little bit off because there was Blackadder being too kind and then Blackadder being too mean, and it was out of character in both ways. Yeah. The way he is everywhere else. It's like mischievous but intelligent enough not to be a massive prick to everybody.
Yeah. Is that maybe why?
Yeah, probably, because like some of the jokes would have worked had it been a regular Blackadder doing the jokes, but it just came off as too mean for the nicest man in England.
Similarly to the Blackadder back and forth special, I think they did. Bit the same. It's pretty much very similar to having the Blackadder in Victoria era, except they've got Blackadder in modern era, and then, you know, and the people he comes across, and then he goes back and forth in time. They do different eras and stuff. It's a longer special, but
So Blackadder goes forth, that was after this. That was an improvement on this, I thought.
It's been a while since I've watched it, so I'd have to watch the two side by side to judge, but similar type of premise. They've had to have those flashbacks the different series to be able to keep people entrenched.
Angus, you've watched Black and Forth recently, so what did you think?
I quite like Back and Forth. Okay. I really, really enjoy it. I find it fun just the new elements that they add with the Napoleon and
Waterloo.
Wellington as Stephen Fry is just an amazing image in itself. But yeah, I did like some of the elements of it and the general story and theme. It was very different to normal Blackadder, which is typically very episodic, very silly situation.
But you feel like it's better than this one?
I prefer that one to this one.
Yeah.
I didn't mind this though. In terms of Christmas Carol's reproductions that I'd go out and watch, this would probably be at the top of that list.
Yeah.
I'd probably prefer this to a good deal of others.
Your conventional Christmas Carol type. Yeah.
Yes, I think so too.
Yeah, it's also because there's not really much you can do with it apart from Mean Git becomes nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the Muppets Christmas Carol.
Oh, yeah.
The Muppets Christmas Carol.
Yeah.
I've heard it's really good.
I've heard it's the best one. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, they do an amazing job and it's just wonderful.
Yeah.
As far as repetitive stories go, that was awesome. I did like the twist at the end where he turned bad. I actually feel his Christmas spirit a lot more. I'm a stickler for hating Christmas.
So you're a real life Scrooge then?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Except I don't take money from people. I tend to give money out to people, so...
Do you think that started a bit of a Christmas special? I don't know, you know, the series doing Christmas specials.
No, they've been doing it for decades. Yeah. It was always a thing. Yeah. Now you've got the Good Life. You had Dad's Army doing
Christmas Good Life certainly had a Christmas special.
And they've been doing it back.
And I think that era, they used to always, you know, even like the American sitcoms always had a Christmas episode. It was a bit cliche.
American Christmas episode last year. Monkeys have a Christmas special. I'm sure they did. Most shows have some kind of Christmas special, don't they?
Christmas makes money.
That's all it is.
But it is fun, and I think, you know, as they say here, you know, they're made to be shown to people that have been having a few drinks that are pretty children relaxed and just want something.
Children relaxed, and I see you miss them for having a few drinks.
I guess the main airing season has finished by the time new Christmas specials come along. So they've got that opening to do a Christmas special, but also it's something that can remind the fans that they're still there and things like
that. So reunion specials are like the Christmas carols at our shopping malls for TV. Mm-hmm. Because as soon as December hits, that's it. It's like, hey, Christmas special for this, Christmas special for that. Here's a rerun of this Christmas special. Enjoy this Christmas special. Michael Bublé's not in all of it, but he might as well be. That's literally what Christmas specials are for TV shows.
And there's always one interpretation of Christmas Carol. It's such an oversaturated trope that I'm kind of a bit done with it, I think.
I really enjoyed the Upstart Crow Christmas Carol version, which is, again, written by Ben Elton. So very similar. Upstart Crow is very similar to Blackadder in a lot of ways. You can tell it's another Ben Elton. The difference is that Shakespeare is not nasty like Blackadder often is. But, you can see the same sort of character types, the same...
I'm trying to think of some good Christmas specials that I've really liked. The only thing that's coming to mind at the moment is the community ones. I don't know if anyone's
community.
Yeah, I'll want to watch it. Yeah. Of course, they're doing lots of Doctor Who ones.
Not of course. Yeah, the Doctor Who ones.
They're sort of off and on.
Yeah.
Are there any...
Just stopped doing them. Yes, actually, there's an amazing Christmas special.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Star Wars Christmas
special. That is next year's one. Yes.
You know, you haven't actually seen us here in the studio, but the walls are actually padded here, you know, for acoustic purposes. So we might actually survive watching that.
I've never watched the Star Wars Christmas special because I'm not enough into Star Wars that I think maybe I won't know whether it's cringy or I just don't understand the reference.
Actually, I'm not the biggest fan of Star Wars, but I literally went out of my way to watch it because I was told by Star Wars fans that it's the worst thing in the entire world, and I actually ended up loving it because it was just so dumb. It's so ridiculous. It's like going back and watching a Wiggly Christmas.
Which we did last year.
I know someone who did that last year. It was you guys.
It's just in that sort of bracket where it's like, if you're not a diehard fan, I think you'll actually like it a lot more than a diehard fan will.
Yeah, I think because a diehard fan will just be like, blasphemy, how dare they.
We have several sons who are diehard fans, so it's a good way to troll them, I think.
And this reminded me how they've...
Okay, fine. I'm done with Star Wars. I don't want to hear about Star Wars. So, I regret bringing up Life Day. Patrick Stewart plays Scrooge in a Christmas special at some point in time.
Which I have.
And I think it would be really good. That would actually be a good take of Christmas Carol. Just because he's a great actor, but I haven't seen it.
When does he play?
Ooh, it was made in about 19...
Also, it was actual Christmas Carol movie.
Yeah, Christmas Carol, yeah.
I think it was done
So does Jim Carrey, but everyone seems to forget about that version.
What did you say? I didn't hear that.
Once again for the microphone.
He's an interesting actor.
He said he's not that great.
One of my favourite Christmas productions that was initially a one-off special and they ended up making a series off of it. It was a Dickens riff, basically. It was just making fun of everything Dickens, and it was the Bleak Old Shop of Stuff.
Yes.
And it was a Robert Webb from Mitchell and Webb. Yeah. I think David Mitchell was involved. It was hilarious. It was done purely as a comedy.
Every trope.
Every Dickens trope was crammed into it, and it was hilarious.
I can't even name the actor
Another Who's Who of British television.
So back to Blackadder.
Did
it survive?
I'm not sure
if that one survived.
Look, it's all right, but I go season 2, season 3, season 4, season 1. Maybe I back and forth I'm going to have to rewatch to see where it fits in the ladder, but that one, right down the bottom, guys, I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, that was...
Not to say it's bad. Yeah, it's also down the
like a 15-minute special it had for comic relief, which was set during the English Civil War, and it was it was a bit weird.
Oh, the Cavalier years. Yeah. Oh, that was that's that's down there.
Sorry. The only thing I remember of it is Stephen Fry acting as though he's Charles I, but then to be Prince Charles, and that was the joke.
Yes.
And you know, look, season one gets a lot of hate, but season one, two words. Brian Blessed, man.
Yeah.
Brian Blessed. He's incredible.
He is pretty, in fact, he's the star of the show in that series, certainly.
He just recently climbed Mount Everest, man. Yeah. I wouldn't take him on this fight.
We've just been watching Big Nights, and Brian Blessed is so fantastic. Oh,
man, I could just listen to his voice forever.
Yeah.
Best voice ever.
Okay, so...
We have to tell the dog story.
So
from this episode,
I just remember reading somewhere, it's obvious when you know it's there because it's an obvious cut from the joke, and that because people got upset at it happening
about the dog
about the dog at the nativity play, that they see Jesus with a dog, and Blackadder goes, oh, so the children were upset? No, they loved it. In fact, they're waiting.
They want us to do another one at Easter. They want to see us nail up the dog.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And they cut it.
Yeah, they cut it because either the Christians or the animal activists were upset. Which one would be the worst one? Yeah.
Also, it aired.
It aired, but it was cut from the repeats.
They cut it from the...
The DVD.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd cut that these days.
I don't think they would.
I don't think they would.
So we talked a lot in the past about things being more irreverent back then. But
I think it was irreverent. I think it was irreverent too far.
Yeah.
Or at the very least, far enough that the Christians and animal rights activists would have been upset and wanting it removed from all subsequent...
And it's not exact wording. It requires a bit of playing around with the words there to connect the joke up anyway. It's an innuendo, but that's literally it. That would just go through in today's television.
At the very least, it'd be meagre compared to some of the stuff you see on TV these days. not TV these days, like TV 10 years ago.
And I think maybe that's the thing. I'm thinking, like, there's worse stuff out there at the moment, language and themes and stuff like that. But maybe that's because I'm not really watching free-to-air. I'm watching Netflix and Stanley. You don't need to worry about that stuff as much.
So who watches free-to-air these days? Anybody?
No.
My parents do.
No, they pay for Foxtel.
Okay, so that was Blackadder.
Next month
is January 2020.
Yeah.
Hey! January 2020.
Yes.
There you go.
So we're looking back, which is funny because it's 2020.
Adam's Family.
You've seen it.
Is like, you just watched
the trailer after you talked about it. And I went,
so bad.
Really, Lisa? Are you kidding me?
I was just so excited it was coming out. I think we went back and watched the movies because the movies are on Stan. Yeah. Still hold up. Yeah. Still love
them. We watched like 5 minutes of the movie with, who's that actor?
Oh, he plays Frankenfurter.
Tim Curry. No, don't do it.
We started the
that movie doesn't
movie
exist.
And we're like, okay, let's just close that.
I thought
that.
It was
let's
one of the
leave.
Good movies, so I was like, yes. I want to keep watching this because Tim Curry, but I can't get past how horrible this is.
Hey, look, I love Tim Curry, and Tim Curry in Clue is seriously up there with one of my favourite movies of all time, but only Raul Julia could do that.
Yeah.
Gomez, can't.
So which movies are you talking about then? So when we do go back, we watch the right ones.
The Adam Family Reunion, I think, was the third one that was terrible.
What was the third one?
Adam Family Reunion.
So
Adam's Family and Adam's Family Values are the two good ones, and they've got Raul Julia and Angelica Houston.
And Christopher Lloyd and...
Oh, yeah, and everyone else. Gomez and Morticia. Definitely still hold up because we watched them recently and they're so good.
Anyway, back to what you guys were talking about.
I'm not interested in Blackadder anymore.
I think we've talked about Blackadder.
What are we watching next month?
Wallace and Gromit.
Yes!
Wallace and Gromit. But which one? Wrong Trousers or The Moon?
Oh, so they're all on Netflix and Stan.
I really like the first one.
The one on
the moon one?
Yeah. Well, my daughter, we suggested inviting her to watch it with us. She asked she could, but she really wanted to be the moon one. So
yeah.
It's the moon one.
Your daughter. oh my god.
Yeah.
She knows where it's at.
She knows what's up.
Though I can guarantee we will get her in here and we will watch it and she will not say two words, but we will give it a...
So how old is your daughter now?
She is 5.5.
5.5.
Going on 15.
Ah, so we've got
a... She had a school transition
so
today.
So we've got an objective observer. Objective observer. So we hope that our listeners can actually watch these things sometimes with us and keep up. You should get out there and have a look at these and watch it before and then we can...
Then you can
yell at us and
look, tell us
how
not think,
wrong we are.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a bad idea.
We're not giving you our phone numbers.
We can make the listeners part of the Classic Cult TV Club. So go off, listen to the next episode. Watch out for our episodes. If you like what you're listening to, tick like on the website.
Follow us on Facebook. We're also about to start up a Twitter page.
Yeah.
Our Instagram.
Click the
notification
bells.
We're actually doing none of those things. None of those things at all, I'm afraid.
But yay.
It may happen one day.
If you like us, then maybe put a ring on it. I don't know.
I'm out. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. And that was the Cult TV Club. Yes. Classic Cult TV Club.
Last episode for 2019.
Last episode for 2019.
And now we're advancing to 2000 and before, not pre-2000s.
Yeah. Okay.
Although we still need to catch up on many pre-2000s.
Many pre-2000s.
We have one show that I know that was started in 2000s that we didn't have on the list. Black Books. That started in 2000.
Black Books.
Yes,
because it was
just
Elena
so
Woodley.
That was 99, though.
Yes.
Another good pre-2000s one we need to do for the year 2020 is Max Headroom.
Max Headroom, indeed.
Sure.
Yeah, I like Max Headroom.
Flight of the Conchords, though.
Flight of the Conchords, yes.
Flight of the Conchords
would
be a good one.
We have a huge list. The list is endless.
We might keep adding to it.
We
should.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great during holidays.
Yeah. I think during holidays
some people have university
weeks
and things like this. So
yes.
Some people have lives.
Oh,
really?
What's that? I don't know what you're talking about.
No, we play video games.
And that was the classic
copy. Yes.
Signing off once again.
Yes. Finally.
Happy Christmas, everyone.
Yes.
Happy Christmas.
Yay.